I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Homeowners in Alabama, as well as in five other states whose houses were ruined by substandard Chinese drywall, will find out what their settlement will be today. U.S. District Judge Eldon Fallon has scheduled a one-day non-jury trial to hear some expert testimony and determine a settlement amount for 3,000 homeowners. Those people will be replacing drywall and also repairing damage caused by drywall manufactured by the Taishan Gypsum Company. The cheap drywall was used by lots of contractors to repair Gulf Coast homes damaged by Hurricane Katrina. Homeowners have reported the drywall damages wiring, pipes, and even appliances like televisions. Health effects such as respiratory problems, sinus issues, and headaches have also been reported. Another 1,000 cases of homeowners affected by the Chinese drywall will be tried later. The plaintiff's attorney says those cases don't really fit into a simple dollars per square foot formula. They include homeowners who've lost their homes entirely or gone bankrupt. Some of those are living in tents outside their now uninhabitable homes. You may soon be able to buy a draft beer in the city of Fayette. The town council is set to vote on an amendment to its alcohol beverage ordinance to allow the sale of beer on tap. The path to today's vote was cleared when Governor Robert Bentley signed a bill allowing leaders in Fayette to make the change. The measure would allow the sale of beer by the keg and malt liquor along with draft beer. Councilman Jason Cowart says this ordinance will help the growth that Fayette is already seeing.
Project an image of Fayette that we're open for business. We're open to you coming here. We have a fine aquatic center that's now in its third year. We've had a good year in terms of trying to grow.
If today's city council vote is yes, then the beer bill will be advertised in local newspapers before a final vote is held later. 12 Alabama writers were inducted into the inaugural Alabama Writers Hall of Fame celebration yesterday. Harper Lee and Rick Bragg were among those honored. The Writers Hall of Fame is a collaboration between the Alabama Writers Forum and the Alabama Center for the Book. Jeannie Thompson is the executive director of the Alabama Writers Forum. She says the writers chosen all had certain qualities.
A writer who's being inducted into the Alabama Writers Hall of Fame will have made a mark in his or her area by distinguished publishing, by unusual publishing, or by groundbreaking publishing over their career.
Thompson says that Alabama's literary prowess is one of its most exportable art products and that the Hall of Fame is a way to recognize those authors in their home state. And Alabama has one of the highest rates of prescription drug abuse in the country. A state task force is attempting to do something about it. The Alabama Drug Abuse Task Force recently announced a new zero addiction campaign yesterday. Governor Robert Bentley says they hope to educate people about the dangers of abusing painkillers and other medications. Now your forecast.
Good Tuesday morning. Two temperatures top out of the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. Partly cloudy. The chance for a few spotty storms. Chance of rain about 50%. Better risk of rain over the southern part of the state. And that's where the best rain chance will occur on Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.